Iraq's Ministry of State for Marshlands has committed $30 million for projects to assist children in rural areas of the Marshlands region in 2009, marking the first government investment focused exclusively on improving the lives of Iraqi children. The population of the region has been left impoverished by nearly 20 years of floods. There's widespread disease due to the lack of clean water and sanitation services, and many children are unable to attend school. UNICEF Iraq's Chief of Communications, Yahya Murthy, told us more about how the money will be used to implement projects that will have the greatest impact for children.
We've had a series of consultations with the Iraqi government and with the Ministry of State for Marshlands Affairs. So we've been advising them on the situation of children. We had an extensive consultation about 1 month ago, which basically advised them on the situation and that hundreds of thousands of people don't have access to clean water and that thousands of children aren't going to school, among other things. So they've decided to allocate around $16 million out of this $30 million to build water stations. So they're going to be constructing 70 water stations, which will provide clean drinking water to around 250,000 people in the area. And most of the people in the area actually don't have access to clean drinking water. It's currently being trucked in by trucks that are carrying in the water. So that will provide a sustainable solution for many of the people that are currently living there. And another $14 million will be used to convert what are currently mud schools into concrete schools, so into more durable schools. And 48 schools will be converted, which should provide better schools and a better quality of education for around 12,000 children in the area.